In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Jesus said, "You will come to know the truth, and the truth will set you free." John chapter 8, verse 32. And the greatest truth is that God is love. 1 John chapter 4, verse 8. Therefore, we can say that love will set us free. Only love gives meaning to our lives and makes us fulfill ourselves as persons, since we have been created by love and to love. Love is the essential constituent of our deepest being. It is like saying that we have been built by God with bricks of love. Our soul is a work of God's love because we are made of love. Therefore, in order for us to be perfect and happy, we must love with our whole being. Whoever fails to love does not know God, because God is love. 1 John chapter 4, verse 8. It is a gift from God. Freedom is an indispensable requirement to love. Freedom is the capacity to love, because a forced love would be the love of a slave, and it would not be a true love. To love without freedom would be slavery, and freedom without love is licentiousness. Therefore, if God in His infinite goodness has given us the capacity to be free to truly love, we cannot betray that capacity that He has given us, to offend Him and make ourselves unhappy. That is simply disrupting the plan of God and making ourselves slaves. Jesus already said it, "Everyone who commits sin is a slave." John chapter 8, verse 34. However, even though we are enslaved by sin, prisoners of the wrong use of our freedom, Jesus can set us free with His love and His forgiveness. He says, "So if the Son sets you free, you will indeed be free." John chapter 8, verse 36. Experience tells us of hundreds of thousands of cases of people chained by vices and passions who have been able to regain freedom with God's love and forgiveness. Therefore, it must be clear that freedom and love are intimately linked. Freedom is a gift and a task. It is a gift to love and a task to progress each day in love. Be free to love and love with freedom. Pope St. John Paul II already said it. Freedom is for love. In the commandment of love for God and for the neighbor, freedom finds its full fulfillment. St. Augustine of Hippo said, "Each one is what his love is. Do not abuse your freedom to sin freely, but use your freedom not to sin. You will be free if you are free from sin and a servant of the truth." Brothers, what can be more glorious than to be subdued and conquered by the truth? And we could say, what could be more beautiful than to be subjected, defeated, absorbed, and soaked by the love of God 100%? This is precisely what will happen in heaven. Living eternally with a heart totally full of love, full of God, then we will be fully free forever. Therefore, we can say, the love of God is the ultimate freedom. The more we love God and others, the freer and happier we will be. And on this path of love, freedom, and happiness, St. Augustine of Hippo says that there is no end. The measure of love is love without measure. Freedom is the capacity to love. Loving is freedom in action. Be free to love. Love to be free. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.